Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A large swath of the country, from Southern California to Florida, has been in the grips of extreme heat for weeks now. In Phoenix, it's hit at least 110 degrees for 20 days in a row, a new record. But as we learn to adapt to the impacts of climate change, what actually counts as a heat wave? Let's bring in Kate Yoder, staff writer for our editorial partner, Grist. She's in Seattle. Kate, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we just started to wonder about this. You've been wondering about this for a while. You reported on what you called a freak heat wave in the Pacific Northwest in June of 2021. It got as hot as 116 in Portland, Oregon, and the heat even melted streetcar power cables there. About 800 people died across Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia at the time. So that seems like a pretty extreme example. But how is heat wave actually defined at this point?
Yeah, you kind of know a heat wave when you feel one, right? But defining it is actually harder than you'd think. You know, climate change is raising the bar for what we consider to be really hot. And at some point, are we going to have to change the definition of a heat wave in a given place once, like, the extreme heat of the past becomes our average summer weather? And, you know, there's other complicating factors for defining a heat wave too, because they're not just determined by like a single temperature in itself, but what different weather conditions mean for people's health. Summer weather in Las Vegas, that's normal there, would be super hot in Seattle, where we aren't adapted to that kind of heat. And, you know, some people are more at risk than others, like younger people, older people, and people who spend a lot of time outside.
So would it mean that there's a string of days in which the temperature is above normal?
Yeah, the World Meteorological Society's definition is that a heat wave is 5 days in a row that have a high that's hotter than normal by 9 degrees Fahrenheit. But by other definitions, it could be as short as 2 days long, or there could be a different threshold for what temperatures count. And I think another thing to consider is that looking at highs alone ignores other important factors. Summer nights are warming even faster than the days are, and that can leave people without a chance to cool down.
So you say this is not just about semantics, and what you mentioned one reason for that, which is that the term can be overused. Why is that important?
Yeah, with heat advisories, you don't want to be issuing those every single day in the summer, or you risk people not paying attention anymore. And, you know, in terms of extreme weather, heat is the number one killer in the U.S. It's deadlier than hurricanes or wildfires, and it's often called a silent killer because people don't really see it as this threat. They see it as, you know, something we all live with every summer.
Especially because heat can sometimes creep up on you, right? Especially if it's heat combined with humidity, you can be out for a while and not realize you're being affected until it becomes dangerous.
Yeah, you know, sweating is our main biological process that stands between us and this, you know, really horrible death by heat stroke. But it does have limits, like very hot and very humid weather can actually make sweating more ineffective.
Some researchers say that you have spoken with say there's not enough attention being spent on teaching people how to adapt. And it sounds like that's what you're trying to get out here. And it speaks to how in our culture, we tend to talk in a positive way about the summer. Warm weather is good. It's beautiful outside, right? It's sunny. And if it's raining, it's a bad day. But when it is hot out, that means it can be dangerous. And that's not funny. It's actually quite serious. So how would you want to sort of alter the way we talk about heat and talk about weather in particular?
I do think that this general cultural attitude we have towards heat is leading us to underestimate its danger to us. Last year, some scientists started calling summer danger season instead to direct attention to threats like heat. So I think it's just, you know, paying attention to the weather around you and how you're feeling and knowing that heat can creep up on you even when you're not expecting it.
So one thing is that you are in Seattle. It looks like it's fairly comfortable there. It's in the 70s. I would assume it's more comfortable there than it is in Metro DC where I am. How does it feel there this summer? It's not a city where every single place that you live in, apartment or house, has air conditioning. Are people there changing the way they think and talk about the weather?
Yeah, the adoption of air conditioning here has really skyrocketed in recent years, especially after the heat wave in 2021. Our buildings aren't designed to cool down. You know, they're more designed to keep in the warmth because it's so cold here for so much of the year.
Yeah.
So there's just different ways that cities can redesign themselves to better handle heat, from like more parks and less freeways to more trees. I mean, even just to opening cooling centers for people who don't have access to air conditioning.
And that may need to happen faster than people thought. Kate Yoder is a staff writer at Grist. Kate, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.